Mark?
Kathy, to invoke the mechanism that you propose for anti-VEGF treatment in the adjuvant setting, how long will you have to give the bevacizumab? For example, if you have a tumor that's destined to metastasize, let's say 5 to 10 years later, will they need to have that adjuvant bevacizumab on board that whole time to block those bone marrow derived progenitor cells from populating the future metastatic sites, or will just a short course be good enough?
Well, of course, the honest answer is we don't know, though that particular xenograft study would suggest that a short course during their initial treatment would be all that's required. The first adjuvant bevacizumab trial in breast cancer is going to look at duration of therapy as one of its questions, with three arms, with one arm getting no bevacizumab, one getting 6 months only concurrently with the chemotherapy, and one getting 12 months. So I don't know, but at least we're trying to address that question concurrently with the question of benefit of adding this at all.
Peter, I'd just like to point out that the same question is being asked in a number of cancers with different agents. And it'll be very interesting to see, because whatever we see may emerge as a general principle, either for or against.